on a journey. From the beach to the dance floor, Chicane presents Sunsets.
This is Sunset Nation.
You are the Sunset Nation.
The song has set, and it's time to turn up the tempo with Nick Chicane.
This is Sunset with Chicane.
Hi guys, I hope you're very well. And welcome to Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. For the next 60 minutes, we're going to try and provide you with a bit of calm in the storm, from the oasis of the madness of the world. We have hit the festive season, people. And I imagine a lot of you are spinning, whirring, panicking, putting up the tree, digging out the lights in the loft and hoping it all works after... recovering from some Christmas parties, shall we say. So listen, it's time to come and relax from me for now, get away from it all. I've been trying to wind down. We did our last show of the year in Birmingham at XOYO. If you were there, thank you very much for coming. It was crazy. It was a sold-out show. It was really... Do you know what? This year's shows have been great. Really, really phenomenal. And we've got loads in the hopper for next year. So looking forward to a bit of a rest, but also I've got a lot of new music to come as well next year. So 30 years of Chicane, people. Wow, I don't know where that's gone. But coming up for the next hour, I've got some tunes from Timo Mas, iMonster, Sonin, Rollo, Spencer Brown, myself, and many more. And a soundtrack selection comes from a 2011 Xbox and PlayStation game. But first up is one of the most beautiful electronic records ever made, according to my producer, Andy Durant. thank you for that, Andy. This is the British duo David Gates and Malcolm Stanners, who went under the Salt Tank name and produced some rather incredible trance and progressive ambient records towards the end of the 90s. I, of course, did a collaboration with them on the track's called Leaving Town. It was on my debut album, Far From the Maddening Crowds. But they didn't really put out a huge amount of work. But when they did, it was rather incredible. This is probably their most famous tune. This is the Sargasso Sea version of their hit, Eugenia.
This is Sunsets. Sunsets.
Beautiful day. Daydreams, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
Sheffield, that was Eye Monster and Daydream in Blue, sampling a very old 60s tune which borrows its melody from the second act finale of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. That record's been around the block and come out in lots of different forms, but that's the one I remember. I didn't know it came from Tchaikovsky. You also heard one of mine, From Blue to Green. That was the Evolution mix of that. You are listening to Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. Now it's time for one of you guys to choose some movie music for the soundtrack selection. Every week, we ask one of you lot to be part of the show. Don't be shy. Come on, have a go at yourself. Get your voice onto the show. Now, all you got to do is choose a piece of music from a film, a TV show, a documentary, advert, video game, whatever it might be. Leave me a short message and introduce it on the voicemail. Stick to the number in the phone now. So when inspiration strikes, you're ready. It is +44 800 776 5112. This week's choice comes from Dara in Newport in South Wales, who's picked out something from an old Xbox PlayStation game. Take it away, Dara.
Hi, Nick. This is Dara from Newport. A song I'd like to request or two is by a composer called Michael McCann, known for his video game compositions, Tom Clancy's whatever it is, but mainly the Deus Ex series, the one that was released in 2011 called Deus Ex Human Revolution. Song that I really, really liked, I just wanted to hear, was Icarus. So if you could play that, or if you can dive deeper into his archives and play Watchtower, either of those is going to be brilliant. Watchtower isn't. You pick, you choose. Cheers.
We'll be right back.
yourself on the show by calling +44 800 776 5112.
Yeah.
Well, that's something you might have missed when it came back in, out in 2001. It did get to number 14 in the national charts and then vanished to never be heard from again. Although it was the 2003 reboot of The Italian Job, and it featured on the FIFA Football 2003 game, where it was Timo Maas, of course, Timo Maas, and the tune was it was called To Get Down. I remember it really well. It was a really massive record, and then Timo and the record just seemed to disappear from the world, but that's how life is, I guess. Before that was Wayfinder and a tune called Where. And talking of music from games, this week's soundtrack selection came from the 2011 game Deus Ex. Whatever that means. Human Revolution was chosen. It was chosen by Dara in Newport, South Wales, and the track was called Icarus, and it was by Canadian composer Michael McCann, who has worked on various game franchises, and he also worked on the film It's All Gone Pete Tong. I don't think any of us are Badger. Dear, oh dear. I have nightmares about that. Please feel free to leave your own message, guys. Most importantly, don't worry if you cock it up. We can just edit together again. Most people take 10 or so attempts to get it right. It takes us a long time to get this show right, basically. I give Andy Durant, my producer, quite a headache because it's probably taken me about 8 times just to say this bit correctly. But listen, give us the voice. See, I've just done it there. Give the voice line a call on +44 800 7765 112. Right, next up is something from back in February this year. British indie rock band Glass Animals remixed something completely different by German musician DJ Para Fakuva. I don't really know what that means, that name. I don't know what, why, how. Para Fakuva. Anyway, this is called Show Pony. What does that mean?
I begin at the beginning. You met in New York City. Was sitting like a prince on the stairs of his old building, and he kissed you. You were finished. 2 months in a minute. Married at a desk in a sundress with a witness. Had a honeymoon in Texas. Went to Little Venice. Told him with your eyes. Now you're crying in the clinic, and we pile into the Plymouth. Haircuts in the kitchen. He always fell asleep just before the movie finished, but you don't. Baby, you're alone. Echoes in your head. Pressing to the floor. Two-dimensional. When's it gonna end? Maybe when you're dead, dead, dead.
Thank you.
Nation
at chicanemusic.com/sunset.
Right, something I was playing on the show back in 2023 from Finnish producer Sonin, and it is called Affection. I got a bit of a soft spot for Sonin. I like what goes on there, really. He did a track called Titan, which was really cool as well. Before that, you heard Summer Long Gone from Greek musician Christine, who makes that real retro sound synthwave stuff. And that stuff's been used on TV shows like Cobra Kai and various computer games as well. In terms of music news this week, AI has been at it again. British singer-songwriter Georgia Smith's record label has accused the creators of a viral TikTok hit, I Run, of using AI to mimic her voice without permission. Now, this is the thick end of the wedge, people. The UKG-style track was made by producers Haven and Jacob Donahue, and it went viral with nearly 2 billion views, but was repeatedly taken down from streaming services over claims that it impersonated Georgia. Even after releasing a new version with a different singer, the label says it still infringes on her vocal likeness and unfairly trades upon her reputation. And I think this is something we're going to see quite a lot of over the next months and years. So basically, if anyone's at all confused, what happens is that there are AIs currently where you can sing in some garbage and click maybe Beyonce or Ed Sheeran, and it will put your voice into their voice. And if you're clever and you kind of manipulate it a little bit and change it and then stick it on your record, you might get away with it, or you might get found out like this Haven lot, and it gets very, very messy. So we'll see where this particular rabbit hole goes. Back into the music, and we're going to push up the tempo for the final part of the programme. This is a really nice progressive trancer. Came out during COVID. I played it loads and loads. It's by Gero, and it's called Mui.
to turn up the tempo with Nick Chicane. Nick Chicane. Nick Chicane.
This is Sunset. Sunset. Sunset.
Come on now, work that sucker to death. suckers never meant shit to me.
That's nearly all we've got time for this week, guys. If you joined us part of the way through, you would have heard me just talk utter gibberish and not really make any sense of what I was saying. And this is no different. You can always listen back to the gibberish part, again, wherever you are in the world, by checking the Mixcloud pages or by subscribing to Chicane Sunsets podcast on your favourite podcast app. Now, there's a full track list of what we've been up to on both of those. And, of course, you can check every single show we've done ever on those platforms, not just the last 12 months. We've been doing it for 11 years or so. Keep in touch at Chicane Music on Facebook and Nick Chicane on X, Instagram and TikTok. Have a very good week. I shall see you back here, same time, same place. I'm going to leave you with something brand new, something you might not recognise. It's a little bit faster than we normally play. This is Hannah Berlin with a cover of the Mass Attack classic Teardrop. Could do some business this, I think.
Love, love is a verb. Love is a doing word. Feelings on my brain. Shakes me, makes me lighter. Feelings on my breath. Teardrop on fire. Feelings on my breath. shakes me, makes me lighter. Feelings on my breath, teardrop on the fire.